We all want to live happy, productive lives, but sometimes we just need a little help. Our Coach on Call experts provide strategies to help you live your best life now. Joining me today is Carol Kelly, a transformational change agent who's here today to talk about yielding to transition. Carol equips and empowers her clients to manage and leverage the human internal side called transition. Her holistic approach gets to the root cause of the issues which create sustained, lasting change. Carol is a motivational speaker and teaches a high-impact transformational workshop entitled Pathway to Power. Welcome, Carol. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Joan. Thank you for having me.
Carol, people often refer to change and transition as if they are synonymous. What is the real distinction between change and transition?
Well, thank you for asking me that question, Joan, because there really is a distinction. Change is external and transition is internal. For example, change is a situational shift. For example, a new boss is a change, but so is getting a promotion or losing your job. Or moving to a different house is a change, but so is remodeling that house or losing it in a fire. So that's external. But transition, on the other hand, begins when something ends, especially when it brings disruption, distress, or discord in your life. It's a process of letting go of the way things used to be and then taking hold of the way things subsequently become. And in between this is a three-phase process of letting go, being in a neutral zone, which is paradoxically chaotic yet potentially creative, but you're in limbo. And then there's the beginning. So there's a three-phase process, and this is what transition really is.
What's it really like to be in transition?
To be in transition, the best way I can describe it is people are in limbo. They haven't yet quite let go of what they were familiar with or what was comfortable to them or what they feel was working for them, but yet they can't quite see the future or what's ahead of them. So it puts them in that paradoxical state of being in that neutral zone, and they're in transition and they're in limbo. It's like being in a dark hole. You're feeling lost, hopeless. You can't go back to the way things were, but you don't know how to move forward, and you become stuck. It's a very, very, very delicate place to be. Being in transition is really tough, but yet it has such value and benefit. People don't really resist change. What they resist is transition. We can accept the change, but we don't want to let go of that piece of ourselves that we have to give up because of the change. For example, in a divorce or in a relationship, what ends is not just the relationship, but the hopes, fears, and dreams and beliefs that were connected to that relationship. And if people let go of the external, that's just the person or the relationship, but don't let go of what's going on inside of them, those hopes, dreams, fears, and beliefs, they end up going through a change but not a transition. And they end up right back where they started from, repeating the same old patterns, and transform those hopes, dreams, fears to the next person they meet. That's what it's like to be in transition.
What can people do to embrace life transitions?
What people can do is to be open to transition. If they can just see the growth and the development that comes with transition, they would be more in time, I'm thinking, entitled to become more open to transition. I think that they need to understand that they need a Red Sea experience. Everyone needs a Red Sea experience. They need an opportunity to let go. They need an opportunity to not look back, but to look forward. The second thing they need to do is to take time to mourn. That's something people don't often do. And realize that the mourning process is very important. Because part of getting ready to go before your future and to begin to move into the beginnings, you must first let go of the ending. And that's what people don't do enough of. Another thing is to avoid making ourselves a victim by blaming the other people or the persons involved in the change, and to avoid being reactive. And I'm suggesting that people be proactive and watch their reactive language and their thoughts. Or if only it was this way, if only this didn't change. But to remember to see that the problem that they see is the problem. And the next thing they should do is to seek help, seek wise counsel, pray, meditate, speak to someone, do something, do whatever they need to do to get through that transition. Above all, don't get stuck.
Carol, what does life teach someone when going through transition?
Transition is where you really find yourself, what you're really made of. It brings creative insights and spiritual growth. And people don't realize this. It reorients you to deal with the new change when it comes. It also brings authentication. It helps us to see who we really are in this world and who we are and how we represent ourselves in this world, and it validates us. It also brings creativity, to tap into our own creativity in the way we go about going through transition. We break out of molds and we do things that we never thought we could do before. And it's refreshing, and it brings renewal, a confidence and a strength that we never thought we had, and a new outlook on life.
Carol, thank you so much for joining us today. If our listeners would like to get more information, you can visit her website, centerfortransitionalchange.com. We'll be right back.